Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining our call. Just for your planning purposes, we're going to have an availability with Jeff Skinner early next week at the arena. So we'll send something out as soon as we get that finalized. So without further ado, Sabres general manager Jason Bottrell, please, when you ask your questions, please state your name and affiliation. And if you're not asking a question, please keep your phones on mute.
Hi, Jason. It's John Worrell with the Associated Press.
Hey, John.
Jason? Yep. congrats on the signing. And can you express optimism throughout this whole, throughout the whole negotiating process since January? What gave you the belief that this thing was going to be done, and what drove you to get this thing done based on how much you spent?
Well, I think it's a situation where obviously we're ecstatic to have Jeff a part of our organization for the next 8 years. I think both sides were very happy with the relationship over the past year. I think it's my job to show optimism. I think when the organization wants a player, and when a player demonstrates the organization says that he wants to be part of the solution, it's my job to try to find a way to come to an agreement. And I understand that's not always going to happen, but very glad that myself and Newport could come to a resolution and get this deal done.
Jason Papovay with WKBW. You know, you've said so many times that it was a priority to get Jeff re-signed. Was there a particular reason? I mean, obviously, you look at the numbers, you look at how prolific he was at times last year, but what does he do for your team kind of big picture?
Well, I think big picture, he came in and he scored goals. It's pretty much what the game's about is scoring goals, and it's something where we've struggled with. And we understand that Jeff's goal total will probably fluctuate over his time in Buffalo. But what you look back on the stats, he's extremely consistent in creating chances at even strength. And certainly his sort of rate of success or rate of capitalization on scoring goals is going to fluctuate from year to year. It's something that we've talked a lot about of improving our scoring up front and improving our depth scoring. And we want to add to our group and not try to have to go out there and try to replace what Jeff Skinner can bring. The other element that gave us comfort in going to a deal with this, with Jeff, is just how he fit in with our group. I thought he was a great influence on our young players, the relationship with some of our elite players such as Jack and Sam, but going out of his way to have an impact on Rasmus Dahlin and Casey Mittelstadt, and just his professionalism off the ice. That's probably one of the next questions is going to be about giving an 8-year contract to a 27-year-old. But there's always going to be risk sometimes in doing that. But we feel very comfortable in how Jeff handles himself off the ice, how he's dedicated to conditioning and training. And we think that attitude, along with our sports science department, will hopefully allow him to be healthy and help the Buffalo Sabres the next 8 years.
Jason, it's Bill Lampleski
from Buffalo News. Jason, how do you navigate? I know the cap's going to go up in the coming years, but how do you navigate the challenge of having two players like Jack and Jeff take up a significant portion of your cap space or your cap overall? And I guess my second question is, how did your experience in Pittsburgh having two players with similar contract structures sort of prepare you to navigate that challenge?
Look, I think this contract just goes to show you with when players, you know, very good players want to stay here in Buffalo and be a part of it, we're going to find a way to try to get it done. And our goal is to continue to try to develop our players within our system, and we want to give them big contracts. We want them to develop and be players that are deserving of very big contracts. And I think, I feel very comfortable having some of our top players taking pieces of our salary cap up. I think it's people talk about some teams throughout the league having cap situations. Well, they have cap situations because they have excellent players on their roster. That's what we're trying to get to. And I think the successful teams here certainly are willing to find ways to get deals done with their top players, but then also continually have young players coming through the system here. And that's what we're trying to develop here. It's why we continue to try to have draft picks. We continue to have such an emphasis on Rochester and player development because we want to find ways to keep good players here in Buffalo and then also continue to have strong teams by bringing entry-level contracts into the system, into our team.
Jason, it's Bill Huff with the Times Herald. Ultimately, what do you think sold Jeff on the Sabres, a long-term commitment to the Sabres? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a question to ask directly to Jeff, but just, in my discussions with Jeff, I think he felt very comfortable how he was treated coming to the organization. It's always difficult being traded for the first time and coming to a new environment. I felt we handled it well for him. He was allowed to stay focused on hockey. I think just the facilities, and whether it's in Buffalo or on the road, is first class, and I think he appreciated that. And then I think he just sees the potential for this team. I think he was a big part of our success in the first half, and there was a frustration in the second half there of certainly how our team performed. But he sees the potential in the Jack Eichel. He sees the potential in Rasmus Dahlin or Casey Middlestat, some of our Tage Thompson, some of our younger players. And I think that certainly has got him excited to where this organization could go in the future.
Hey, Jason. John Vogel with The Athletic. You mentioned there might be some fluctuations, but he did just set a career high. Is there still more room to grow for Jeff, even though he is 27?
I certainly believe so. I think... you can always debate it, John, back and forth on, hey, was he fortunate for some of the goals that he had early in the season, but then he went through a slump in the second half of the season. I think there's still opportunity for him to go beyond that. And I think with the hopefully with us having younger players that are going to continue to improve around him and having a stronger team around him will just allow him to have better goal totals and stuff there. And like I said, the way he's goes about and having a work ethic and going about trying to find different methods of keeping his body in shape, training in the off season, but then also being a student of the game on where to go on the ice, body position in and around the net. I still believe he's growing as a player for sure.
Jason, it's Waro again. What do you make? How does this contract and now your new salary structure as it stands with this contract, does it in any way handcuff you to add more elite players, including in free agency this offseason, while knowing Rasmus Dahlin's contract here is coming up in on the horizon?
Well, look, we have young players such as Rasmus in our organization, and it's our job to continue to help them develop. So they're deserving of these higher end contracts. I think in our sort of focus as we move forward here, we'll certainly be active in talking to different teams or to different players in free agency. We'll see how that plays out. Our biggest focus, I think, heading into free agency was getting Jeff signed, and we've accomplished that. We'll continue to talk to see if there's a fit to help out our team from that aspect. And we'll also look at, sometimes more of a realistic option is through trades like we did last year with Connor Sheary and Matt Hunwick and utilizing our cap space from that standpoint. So we'll continue or add in a player like Jeff Skinner we did later on in the summer. So I think we'll continue to look at both ways through both the trade route and free agency to see if we can improve our team.
Jason, this is Matt Beauvais again, WKBW. I know, obviously, you don't probably want to go into super detail on something about this, but what are your goals in free agency? Like, what kind of players do you want to add to this roster? I know you touched on that a little bit at the end of the season press conference, but ideally, what kind of players would you like added?
Well, it's a fair comment, but I'll probably respond with a general comment. We didn't make the playoffs. We have to continue to improve in a lot of different facets. You know, I think the easiest one, and what we've talked a lot about, is continuing to try to add more scoring to our group, especially up front. And that's why, you know, getting Jeff signed was such a big deal for us. We want to focus on adding to that group, not replacing. And that's what we've accomplished with signing up with Jeff. And we certainly are excited about some of our young players going into different roles there. But if we can find a way to add a little bit more depth instead of relying so much on Jeff, Sam, and Jack, I think that's certainly one of our goals here as an organization.
Jason, it's Lance from the Buffalo News. Is there an interest in bringing Jason Pullmanville back? Have you guys made a decision yet on him?
No, Jason's actually working on our facility here right now. We've kept the dialogue open with him. Not surprising, Jason is working extremely hard in the offseason. We'll continue that dialogue through the summer, and it'll certainly dictate on how things sort of present itself during the talking period with free agents and sort of what materializes from the trade front, both at the draft and heading into July 1st there.
Hey, Jason. Joe Yerden from The Athletic. I was curious if there was any pressure on yourself to get something done before negotiation period opened up.
Well, I certainly think it's fair assumption. We didn't want it to get to that part. I think when you get to talking to other teams and other situations, it always brings in more of a risk that the player is going to leave. And what I like about the two sides, I know some people may have thought that this negotiation dragged on, but the bottom line was there wasn't going to be a resolution until we had a head coach in place. And then once we got the head coach in place, you certainly have to go through the process of making sure the head coach interacts with Jeff. And then you start talking. And it's not just a simple thing of, hey, here's the numbers type of thing. When you're looking at a deal like this, there's structure, there's different clauses that you have to look at the entire package. And at the same token, I thought all our discussions were very cordial. All our discussions were certainly trying to find a resolution to both sides' sort of stance and what they wanted to accomplish through the negotiations. And the fact that we were able to get this done 2 weeks before the talking period, 3 weeks before July 1st, I think was great from both sides. And, very excited to have Jeff on board. But to get back to your first thing, yeah, we certainly didn't want it to get to a point where he's discussing options with our teams and discussing different possibilities there.
Okay, a few more questions.
Jason, it's Warrow again. If this team, and some people, you know, if you look at the team, how it played last year, if it has underachieved the previous 2 years, how difficult is it knowing what the potential of this team is, moving forward and assessing your roster and now with the new coach in place?
Well, look, John, I think this team is showing glimpses of it. You see our first half versus how it performed the second half. It's all over the place from that standpoint. And I think with so many young players, you continue to hope that it's our job to help them develop. And you saw Jack, Sam taking steps from a statistical standpoint. And, in the past year, now we need that from some of our younger players, whether it's Casey Mittelstadt, Tage Thompson, Victor Olsson stepping in, Alex Nylander. We need some of these young players stepping in there. And I think we're excited about where our group can move to. I think we've shown glimpses, and we've gone through different stretches where we've been a good team. Now it's our job to be a lot more consistent over 82 games. So that certainly gives us hope, but we also understand that there needs to be a lot of work to be done with that. But from a standpoint of projecting exactly where we're going to be, I think that's very difficult in the National Hockey League. You just look at what's happened in the playoffs. You just look at, where the so-called experts had a lot of predictions for teams at the start of the year and where they end up finishing. It's the beauty of our sport. There's not much parity. And we have an opportunity, I think, to accomplish something and to be playing in meaningful games later on in the season. But that will certainly be dictated on how we come together as a team, what moves we make here in the summer, and also a lot on our players on how they're going about things with their training throughout the summer.
Jason, Paul Hamilton here. You've got some guys, some younger players, that ever since they've been drafted in Buffalo have done really nothing but lose and lose badly. And you talk to these guys, you can see how it wears on them because nobody wants to lose. Everybody wants to win. How much do you take that into account of somebody's just mentally maybe need to change when you're thinking of trades or you're thinking of qualifying offers or you're thinking of those things? Do you take that into account that maybe these guys have just lost too much and need a change of scenery?
It's certainly a concern. It's no doubt, Paul. What gives us hope is a lot of these players have had success earlier in their careers in other situations, whether it's junior college over in Europe, world championships, and they at least do know how to win in those environments there. And the thing that gives us as an organization hope is what materialized in November, December. They realize what could happen with the city when you have some success and happened in the first half at least shows these guys it can be accomplished. Now it's the next step to do it over 82 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.